from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And today we're listening to some jazz classical fusion, a roots music devotee, and a comedian who's a bit of a ranter. This is a no-ranting zone for David Wigan and
Speak
I.
Speak for yourself.
He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's kick it off with a singer who brings an immigrant's perspective to roots rock.
I'm moving to Brussels.
That's B. Beeman. He's an all-American kid who grew up in St. Louis wanting to play baseball, but his parents are Sri Lankan immigrants.
That's right.
And this song, Moving to Brussels, is a great example of how he remakes an R&B groove into a song about the plight of African immigrants in Europe.
That's right. He was on tour with Roseanne Cash, and he got to Brussels, and what amazed him was how many African immigrants were there. It was almost like he was landing in an African country.
I wrote it as a love breakup song, but really to me it's about having to leave your war-torn nation, and that's a very bittersweet feeling, and it just resonates with me. I thought I wanted to tell that story.
That's B. Beeman again. He's on tour with Rihanna and Giddens, and he's doing a show at the Independent, a record release party in June. And David, we're in your comfort zone now, talking about Marc Maron, star of television, podcast, and stand-up. And he's so insecure and sour, but really, really funny.
Oh, he's really, really funny. He's hysterical and much beloved by other comics, primarily because of his podcast. He does this podcast, which is...
out of his garage, right?
Out of his garage or his kitchen or wherever. and he interviews other comics. And it's not just a typical interview. These are people of like minds who understand the nature of comedy and where it comes from. And they're some of the best interviews with people like, Louis C.K. and the late Robin Williams you'll ever hear. Plus, he has this great TV show coming to its third season next week on IFC. But the best thing is, you get to see him Sunday at Davie Symphony Hall.
Yeah, doing solo stand-up, and that should be a great show. Some chamber music now from the Brentano Quartet. So that's the Brentano Quartet doing some Beethoven, but they're doing a wonderful jazz classical fusion piece working with Vijay Iyer, the jazz pianist, South Asian, and a composition he's written called Time, Place, Action. This is a West Coast premiere.
It is a West Coast premiere, and actually Vijay Iyer is the San Francisco Performance's jazz artist in residence. You often find the Brentano Quartet reaching out and working with other kinds of musicians and so forth, and Vijay Iyer really sort of spans such a large playing field. This is meant to sort of talk about the difference musically between the written notes on paper and the performance. That's what this quintet that he's written is all about. It's the highlight of this piece for San Francisco Performances.
And this composition is built on a fragment out of Mozart. The Brentano Quartet and Vijay Iyer are at SF Jazz doing the Iyer Quintet plus some Haydn and Debussy on Sunday evening. That's Mother's Day. Robert Moses makes dances that look like no one else's about politics and relationships, and then he, I think, really challenges the audiences to figure them out, I have to say, after watching a bunch of videos of his work. I haven't seen him live, but I believe you have, David.
That's right, actually. I remember seeing Robert Moses' company when he first started, 20 years. This is the 20th anniversary of that company. I was blown away then. I've been blown away every single time I've seen his work. This is a really big year, not only because of the anniversary, but because, as many dance people know, he created a work for Alvin Ailey, which they just performed during their spring visit to the Bay Area. He is an incredible force in Bay Area and national dance, and the fact that this company is thriving so much is just such a tribute to how committed Robert is.
So in this performance, they're premiering a new piece called Silt, and I believe Robert Moses is challenging the audience to move around during the performance. Seating is very limited. It's being billed as an immersive experience. Robert Moses' Kin Dance Company is at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts Thursday through next weekend. Next up, Earl Sweatshirt.
Something sinister to it.
pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is stitched in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche.
That's Earl Sweatshirt, a member of Odd Future. It's a very odd hip-hop collective. And really, this is a kid who's grown up on the air, on CDs, sort of parodying the culture of excess, but also perhaps falling prey to it.
Yeah, this is a really, really smart album. It's his second studio album. The title is not entirely pronounceable on radio, but it's I Don't Like Blank, I Don't Go Outside. The song Grief from that album, which is really looks at his life in the last several years and his dual feelings about fame and notoriety, has more than 2 million views on YouTube, and for very good reason. It's a really brilliant, dark, meditative rap. This guy is fantastic, a colleague of Tyler, the Creator, and Frank Ocean, but very much his own dude.
Yeah, we're going to make you work a little bit to see him. Earl Sweatshirt plays the Catalyst in Santa Cruz on Wednesday and the Ace of Spades in Sacramento on Thursday. David, time now for a personal recommendation.
Absolutely. For Mother's Day, and even if it's not Mother's Day for you, Ballet San Jose does Cinderella. This is choreography by Ben Stevenson, the Prokofiev music. It is, of course, the wonderful fairy tale, which means that it's a terrific ballet for the whole family, and that's playing through the weekend.
Yeah, and I want to mention a reading and talk with Gary Snyder, whose poems I've been reading since the 1970s. He's one of the last of the Beats, and he writes beautiful, lean poetry about mountains and rivers and the tools, you know, with which we build societies. His new book is called The Present Moment. He's reading at City Arts and Lectures on Thursday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and many more at kqed.org/thedolist. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.